welcome to the podcast where we talk about, Geeks Are Wired, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the interweb of things. And on today's podcast, we have Bill.
Whoa!
But Joe? You've never been introduced.
Hello.
Jordan?
Yep, that's me.
Anna.
Hi.
Woo!
And
record
Ted.
Time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Yep, and you.
Record time. I nailed that intro. I'm going to take your job.
It's under a minute.
Whoa. Totally. Even with the intro music.
Yeah.
I'm totally taking
that's
your
the
job.
Fastest intro ever.
Yeah, I win.
Almost. There was the one with just me and Mike.
Oh.
There might be one that's just me.
And this week we have Mike.
Yep.
But this week we don't have Mike.
Nope. He has life stuff. Life events.
Life.
He has to get new glasses.
Okay.
Life's
you
what
know.
Happens.
Yeah. All of us blind people.
That's right.
I actually think I need new glasses. It's been about a year since I've got my glasses also, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I'm noticing they're kind of crappy lately, so I'll get new glasses. Maybe I'll get contacts so I can be like Jordan.
I
do it. Yeah. Bill, you and me, and then soon to be Ted.
And then Anna, and then all that's left is Joe.
I'll never get
you'll
contacts.
You'll be the outlier.
I refuse.
You don't want to be cool?
No, I don't want contacts.
Actually, touching my eyeballs freaks me out.
Yeah.
You get used to it. Actually, if it really freaks you out, all you have to do is do like I do. Just put them in, and then don't worry about them again until they really start bugging you. It takes about 3 to 6 months.
You have to peel them off your eyeball.
Because your eyes are
right. Yeah.
Then replace them.
The
optometrist got mad at Anna. He's like, you've been wearing your contacts too long.
Yeah, like sleeping.
Oh,
yeah.
So
which is bad.
Mine have been yelling at me for like the last 10 years.
Actually, he told her that he wouldn't give her, like, renew her contact prescription.
Oh, no, I've gotten threatened with that one too. You know what I did?
Just got a different optometrist?
Exactly.
Yeah.
The last one was like, I shouldn't. You should probably do better. Here's your prescription, because I know better.
You found the Michael Jackson doctor.
I know.
Oh, no, he knows that I'll go somewhere up, because that there's plenty of options.
That's right.
You're like a guy looking for prescription drugs.
You're like, I just want a guy that'll let me sleep at night without guilting me.
Well, I think if I wasn't so blind, I wouldn't, you know, I might take him out more, but I'm like, I just see color blurs.
So, actually, I was talking to Anna about this. A couple nights ago, I think, like, what, 200 years ago? Like, my sight is good compared to Anna's, but...
Mine's terrible.
It would suck. Like, she would be functionally blind. Sounds like Bill would be, too. We'd be worthless.
Oh, yeah, that's what I think. I think that having corrective vision has actually brought it into the gene pool more.
Oh, yeah, I think so, too.
Because...
That makes sense.
Yeah, you just die off. Exactly. Yeah.
Would totally have not made it very far.
You'd wonder, I'd be like, what's up, Blur? Oh, it's a saber-toothed tiger. Too late.
Well, 200
but, yeah, it's like, you know how they show like Velma's vision when she loses her glasses?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great vision.
Well, none of us would be gunslingers in the Wild West.
Oh, no, I would. I just have to make sure that, you know, when the bullet misses, it actually misses towards my target.
You could be the guy that's just on the chain gun, because you don't have to have vision. They're like, Bill, just spray back and forth.
Yep.
There you go.
Oh, that's fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's start with news and semi-corrections and changes. We'll call it changes.
Yeah.
So, Vin Diesel is not playing Venom. Tom Hardy's playing Venom.
It's actually more tragic because that feels like a movie Vin Diesel should just be in because he has no self-respect. But Tom Hardy, it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, Tom Hardy, I was like, wait, what's a 72-year-old tattoo artist doing playing Venom? That doesn't make any sense. But it turns out that's not Ed Hardy.
No.
So.
Tom Hardy is pretty discriminating, and so it actually gives me hope for the movie.
So wait, he doesn't like minorities or what?
He's discriminating in, yeah, exactly.
Oh, he chooses.
He's had some bad movies.
He hates racial minorities. That's
okay.
Why.
That's what you meant.
I'm glad that was inferred directly because I didn't want to just explicitly state that this was an issue of Tom Hardy's.
Yeah.
Because then that would be slander. Unless it's true.
I don't know. I don't think he is. But yeah, so you're saying he's very picky about his movies.
More or less.
Well, Ted said that. I was talking about his discrimination against racial minorities.
Actually, it's only slander if you know it's not true.
I don't know.
If you don't know that it's not true, then it's not slander.
Otherwise,
you can't
be
sued.
News.
Yeah, you're speculating. Yeah.
What's real news these days? But yeah, Tom Hardy, he's very selective with the stuff that he does. Because I don't know, he's in a lot of films that I really like, and so that he chooses to be in this, where I'm sure he has many options to be in other films. I don't think he's the paycheck guy. Like, I think he'll take a paycheck, and it'll be a big paycheck, but I don't think that that's the primary motivator.
You don't think he's homeless in the streets? Because he's like, I die for my art.
No, I think he has a Brad Pitt savvy, where he can choose good movies that have the potential to make money.
Yeah.
So. Oh, man, I was thinking about Brad Pitt the other day. Think about Fight Club. Yeah. You're sitting in the train, or in the bus. Right, and they see an ad for something, and some guy has their shirt off, and they're all ripped and everything. He's like, "Is that what a real man looks like?" I'm like, "Dude, that's what you look like."
I know,
like that's like the ultimate hypocrisy right there in a movie where he's supposed to be like this anti-everyman, and he's like spends every waking hour in the gym.
Deliberately ironic about that.
I don't know that it was deliberately ironic. I think it was just
all
bad
that
casting.
Because they didn't take their whole Fight Club agenda seriously. At least the movie didn't. Like,
Edward Norton didn't look like that, and he's the real guy.
Yeah.
So
well,
he's projecting.
Who knows which one the real one is, really? I mean, honestly, we don't know which one is the real.
Edward Norton's
it's
the real
Edward guy. Norton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It even depends on the comics.
It's inferred that, but I don't
okay,
know.
Okay, in the comics, it's officially Edward Norton.
Yeah. And in the book, too.
Oh, there's that. But yeah.
Because Edward Norton's the skinny man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he still had a six-pack. Well,
yeah, I know. Yeah. He was the skinny ripped guy. Yeah, he's skinny ripped.
Well, so is Brad Pitt. He wasn't. He probably weighs 160 pounds in that movie.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I don't know. Did you look through? I wasn't sure if you looked through the show notes about Resident Evil.
Is that like the final chapter, or like were there crappy computer generated movies they make?
This is the theatrical ones that just came out.
Oh, okay.
So it just got released on DVD. So yeah, obviously you didn't look at the notes.
Are they already collecting dust?
So is this the last one, right?
No.
No.
They're rebooting it.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Because it is
CG is better. That's why.
Yeah. Well, it's the highest group of movies for a video game money making of all time.
Mm-hmm. That's like the best rash I ever had.
I know.
Like I've had some rashes on my day, and this one's the best. Like, it barely oozes, it doesn't itch at all, and it only hurts on Sundays when I'm trying to sleep.
No, the studio totally hit the jackpot with the Resident Evil movies because they make money from people who don't care.
Yeah.
You can produce anything, call it Resident Evil, and people will watch it.
Well, just the main franchise. Just the theatrical ones.
Mm-hmm.
So
with Alice, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you saying? I mean, Anna likes those movies.
I do. Like the first one is actually the best one.
It follows the the game fairly well.
Did you play the game, Anna?
Don't make me be mean to all of you guys.
I'm just saying it follows
really
the game.
I played it.
So you never played the games. You never like got into the story.
Okay,
it
didn't follow
the
games completely well, but they did introduce
a little bit.
Good stuff.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. I was
just trying to get, because I know Anna, she tortures me on a regular basis with those freaking Resident Evil
movies.
No,
I understand. Alex and I, we tried to marathon Resident Evil, and he had to quit on the second movie.
Is that why his eyes were gouged out? It looks like I never wanted to ask why he was missing his eyes.
The scars
and
everything.
I wondered, that makes sense.
And it was Resident Evil 2 that did it.
But here's the other one. So it is the second largest horror franchise. What do you think has topped the franchise for horror?
Saw, yeah.
Baby Does Dallas?
Nope.
That's my favorite
horror
movie.
Nope, it's beat those.
Horror movie.
Whatever, like...
I made a pun.
Is it the stupid Annabelles?
Nope.
Nightmare on Elm Street, buddy.
I was thinking of that too. Nope, there's a bigger one.
Friday the 13th?
Bigger. I'm surprised you haven't got it.
Child's Play?
Alien.
Alien
is the largest franchise.
Yeah,
so
I think those were the scariest horror movies. If we're talking about just scary horror movies, I think Alien.
The largest
franchise
is Alien. So the worldwide they have made $1.2 billion in this franchise.
Alien or no, for Resident Evil?
For Resident Evil. So Aliens made more in their franchise.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's so of course they're rebooting them.
Because even though Alien franchise has Alien 3 and Resurrection, that's basically par for Resident Evil. At least opinions vary. Everyone can enjoy whatever, but yeah, that's from my perspective.
But I was surprised that, you know, Friday the 13th wasn't, you know,
but with Alien though, I did feel better about my, because I tried to rewatch Alien 3 and it was bad, but I was watching it and I fell asleep and it wasn't as bad as I remembered. And Resurrection, I couldn't watch 10 minutes of that movie. Aww. I hated that movie so bad.
So the thing is, though, like Nightmare on Elm Street, those were really big back, you know, back when they first came out, but they kind of died down and they tried to reboot them, but they didn't really.
But they're
go
still
far
making residual money
off of like merchandising and stuff.
Merchandising and. Yeah.
Right. You still when, buy them.
Whenever
yeah,
a Friday the 13th shows up, what is on TV?
Yeah.
TBS or what. Some random TV show is our channel has decided to make a.
Yeah, but they probably pay like 50 cents for it.
Oh, they might. But.
And they're really popular on videos and streaming and buying DVDs and stuff too.
Yeah, and I go back and buy the Super NES game from time to time. That was a good one. It was cheap. It was like $12. That was really good for an NES Super NES game. And it was more fun than one would originally think. I spent a lot of time with it.
Well, then it's worth the money. Then.
Yeah, you get his mom's shirt, and then you're like, he does less damage to you. It's great.
So, among other things coming out, let's go with, that's on the list. We'll add to the list, Myst, the TV show.
M-Y-S-T. No. Yeah, it's going to have like one frame of one room for like 20 minutes with like a narrator talking to you. Do you see the candle? There's a candle in this room. And then it'll go to the next room. It'll just like pan over. And then it'll be like, here's the candle holder. What do you think we should do?
No, this is Stephen King Mist.
Yeah. Oh.
The Rorschach Mist.
Yeah. It's the monsters, the giant bug things in the...
It's Marky Mark's movie put into a TV show.
Wait, Marky Mark was in that?
No, it's Thomas Jane.
Yeah.
Oh, which one was Marky Mark in?
Ted.
Oh, what? His horror movie?
Oh, no, that alike. Was the one with the wind and the plants were killing everyone, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was The Happening. Okay. That was a Shyamalan movie.
That was Marky Mark was in that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was before I knew who he was.
Oh, I've always known about him.
I
the Funky Bunch.
I learned who he was. Well, I mean, I knew Marky Mark, but like I learned who he was because of Ted and Ted 2.
Oh, yeah.
Some of my favorite teddy bear-based movies.
So there's supposed to be 10 episodes. They've released some of the names.
Oh, M-I-S-T. Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. That's the one where spoilers... right at the end.
Yep.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
Greatest ending ever.
I know,
it is a good
is.
Ending.
Like I wasn't kidding. We were joking about that, Jordan, remember? The extended version of it.
I really do love the ending of The Mist. Like, that is the only thing that I actually did like of that movie.
I could but, see you hating that movie.
Yeah.
Jerk.
I didn't like the ending of that movie.
The ending is just so awesome. It's like,
oh, yeah, you can spoil that movie. He murders all of his family. That movie's like 10 years old, yeah. So sorry, listeners. Go watch it.
He's trying to save his family.
Maybe the show will have a different
from
ending.
From The Mist. And he kills them.
Yeah, he thinks like their car broke down and all the monsters are going to converge on, but it's actually the army after he
but,
murders his
but wait,
whole family.
Doesn't he go to kill himself and he's out of bullets?
Yeah.
And so then he's miserable waiting for the monsters to die and then the army comes in and he's like, what have I done?
So we said we wanted the extended ending where he's killing all of his like neighbors and he's driving around. He's like, hold on, we got to kill grandma. He's like, I'm sorry, grandma. And then he pulls up, takes out his...
Uncle Todd!
I know.
Gotta go!
For your own good!
That's right. Guy next door has been a pretty decent neighbor. Sorry! Gotta go. It's Mercy. Yeah.
Annie, you'll hate the movie that we're gonna review then, if you don't like the sad feels.
I didn't like the end of that. It just... It annoyed me.
Yeah,
it did. She talked about it a lot. I remember. She was pissed.
All right. Well, let's just keep on going with movies. Go with Starship Troopers. Supposed to be one of those Fathom events. Available one night on August 21st.
So wait, was there another sequel that I missed? Because I watched the original Starship Troopers.
There's like two live-action ones.
With the boobs in the series.
Okay, this is Okay, there has been a lot of sort of sequels. This one is actually going to be a sequel. So this one will be based off of the movie.
Who's directing it?
You had to
M. Night Shyamalan.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Sorry, I said
no. It's a computer generated movie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so it's a computer generated director.
But it's still based off
exactly
of the old one.
Does it have Doogie Howser in it?
It does get Johnny Rico.
Yeah, of course, because that's the only thing Casper Van Dien is ever in.
I know, that's all
this
he's
is a
got.
Movie he was in 20 years ago.
He's like, please, guys.
Wait, I'm confused. It's a cartoon?
Yeah.
But they're voicing him.
But it's the sequel.
Well, it's not a sequel because, what's his name? The guy who wrote Starship Troopers.
Ed.
Ed Norton.
No. That's who the writer
is. Oh, yeah, that's who it is. Yeah.
No, who wrote the...
Ed Norton.
Yeah, that's him. The original one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's him.
Ed Norton.
Paul Verhoeven didn't write it.
No, no, the book.
Oh.
Ed Newmere.
Heinlein?
Yeah, Heinlein.
Yeah.
Yeah, Heinlein didn't do a sequel, and so whatever they extrapolate from the original movie, it doesn't matter.
It'll be like Full Metal Alchemist when they got ahead of the manga, and then they had to redo it because they screwed it up.
Yeah, it'll be like that, but even worse. Much, 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 much worse.
Yeah. How's Dizzy back? She died.
I don't know.
Because this
sorry
is
again, but screw you guys. It's 1997. So yeah, she died in the first movie.
Rico died too.
No, he didn't.
They brought him back, but he died.
Not in the first movie.
No, he died.
Yeah,
no,
he did.
No,
right in the middle
was,
of the freaking movie.
No,
he,
wasn't
die.
Killed.
Yeah,
he was
wasn't
just
killed.
Injured, and then it was a misprint. Well, it was a misprint, I think. It was they.
Yeah,
they
falsely reported him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just
yeah,
got stabbed.
But like,
he
okay,
wasn't killed.
He was almost torn in half.
It doesn't matter. He didn't die.
He was Darth Maul.
They just stabbed him. He didn't get cut in half.
Like, almost. Like it went all the way. It, like, took out half of his organs.
It was enough that he didn't die.
Yeah, he didn't die. They didn't resurrect people. No way.
Okay.
They regrew him in a vat. That's how I understood that to work.
No, they were just fixing his tissue.
Out there,
in there.
Clone
they're doing,
Ricos.
Yeah. They're doing their Luke Skywalker thing. It was the same concept where he's in his floating tube, and then they're just healing him.
So right. He was gravely injured, and then he was not injured enough that he died. They recovered him because they had their miracle medics, and he was
yeah, it's the future
back
medicine.
To full health. He recuperated.
He died. They brought him back just like Dizzy.
Wow.
I forgot how she died, actually.
Dizzy got killed from the one crawling up out of the...
Oh, yeah.
The thing, because it comes up and goes...
Because
and
that's the one
her
where...
Oh, it impales her and she's still alive? Oh, my goodness.
Ted, do you know that people get shot and not everyone dies? Some people do. Some people don't. She got stabbed and she died. He got stabbed and he didn't die.
Maybe she was falsely.
But
or it's a flashback.
I don't know why it makes the movie better thinking he was resurrected from the dead than if he just was almost died and they saved him.
There's witchcraft in the future.
I always thought that he was brought back from the dead. Yeah. They're like, we got bodies for these ones. We'll bring them back. And they're like, you died, buddy. And he was like, oh, that would explain the
they're
jar.
They're joking.
So they haven't released a lot of information for this movie coming out in like 2 months.
And
I know.
They're not going to release a lot of information when it's released because there will be 10 people who watch it.
It's only an hour and 40 minutes. It'll be okay.
I'm not watching
it. I was just going to ask if this was going to be one of those, like, it's feature length if you consider the documentary that we tacked on the end of us, a la The Killing Joke.
Yeah.
What?
Or Dragon Ball. Did you watch Dragon Ball?
I didn't watch Dragon Ball, no. Was it just episode length?
No, it was...
It was a full movie.
It was a full movie, but what was great is, you know how they spend like an entire episode charging up?
Yeah, yeah.
They were like, we have an hour and a half.
We're going to
you guys can
charge
up
in quarters of it.
Actually, it's even more. Like, Goku was even like, boom, I'm the most powerful I've ever been right now. It's like, let's just start this. It's like,
but
that's the way it should have been.
It's not Dragon Ball Z if they don't spend time like making you think they're about to poop.
Well, that's only in the TV show. You know, once they've got it down and they're in the movie and he fights God for practice, then...
I wanted to watch it, but...
It was good. I enjoyed it.
I have excuses.
It made me want to go back and watch the other ones because I've missed some.
It's hard to find those because, like, I can't watch that subtitled. I have to watch it dubbed, and you can't find them. Like they were on Hulu for a bit, but it was like, it said, it looked like there was four seasons, but there was only two seasons, and it was like subbed, dubbed. So it
was that the anime movie or the live action that you're talking about?
No, the live action. We don't talk about the live action.
I've never heard of a live action Dragon Ball.
That was something else. No, that you were hallucinating. You must have accidentally eaten some psychedelic mushrooms or something. Gotten high on peyote. This definitely never happened.
Bill, I can't believe that, though. They brought back Dizzy. No, I can't do that.
It can be flashback.
I vowed that I couldn't watch Starship Troopers sequels because I love the first movie.
Oh, Harrison Ford's in the next movie. In the next Star Wars.
That's totally unrelated.
Yeah. He's dead. The difference between those two
is that you have competent writers and directors in charge of Star Wars.
Look at you judging things before you even...
Sometimes it's easy to judge.
If you're an employer hiring an employee and you look at their resume, and on their resume they have like really crappy reviews from everyone, you call their previous employers and everything like that, and they're like, yeah, that's the worst person I've
ever... Jerks.
Critics aren't jerks. Not all the time.
They're a reference.
Wait, are we kind of critics?
Everyone's a critic.
No, I'm a jerk. I know from firsthand experience I'm a jerk. Critics are jerks.
You can be a nice critic and say, I respect that people worked hard and I wish the best for them, but they still produced a piece of crap here.
Maybe they should consider a career in Whopper engineering.
Possibly. You have to punish people who are making bad movies.
That's where you go: bread, burger, cheese, mayonnaise, ketchup, bread.
All in a sesame seed bun. Oh, wait, wrong place. Screwed it up. All right, let's go with the other one.
Anna's showing me pictures from a movie that didn't exist. I don't know what kind of sorcery this is, but...
I don't know, all this...
Yeah, with the Dragon Ball, the live...
That didn't happen. I don't know where that came from, but that never happened.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't see anything on the screen. There is nothing on that screen. My programming won't let me identify anything on that screen.
Yeah, no, see, that guy doesn't even look like Goku. I don't know what you're showing me.
All right.
He's not even Asian.
How about this? With Oates Studios.
Hall & Oates?
No.
Sing that song. I can't say it because we don't swear.
No, yeah. They're making an experimental TV short films. I forgot the director. You said his name earlier.
Neil Blomkamp.
That one. So he's working with Steam to put these together, and he was trying to find stuff to put it on for some time. He looked at Hulu, Netflix, YouTube, all around. It is going on YouTube, but it's mostly going on Steam. You buy once and you get it everything with it. And when I say everything, I mean the 3D models that are with it, all the background information. He wants you to take his movie, watch it, and then change it. Do stuff with it.
Is this why he's doing it? Because he can't make his Alien movie.
Probably.
Yeah.
Alien 5's canceled.
I know. He's like,
So wait, there's a game engine involved with it that he's letting you play with, or what?
Yeah, well, the movie making engine. So all like the skeleton that's in the preview and all that, you're gonna have the entire 3D rendered setup for this, and you can. So you were saying, could this be a 3D movie, or is this a 3D movie? I could see it being, but could make it into one.
I didn't mean 3D. I meant virtual reality. Oh, yeah. VR. Because you say Steam, and I'm thinking they're releasing. It makes sense that they were releasing VR movies, but.
Yeah,
what were we talking about?
He might be okay. Neil Blomkamp is okay. He was the shining star who gets dimmer and dimmer as time goes on.
This might be his shininess point.
Well, I think District 9 was already his shininess.
They're making a sequel to that.
I know, too. And I don't care.
You don't want to see District 10?
I don't want to see Neil Blomkamp ruin his own good movie.
I know what the sequel is. Aliens come back, nuke the Earth, call it a day. It's like, oh, hey, remember? Remember us? Yeah, we were coming in peace. Not anymore.
They should combine that movie with Chappie.
Actually, I was thinking the sequel to District 9 is Independence Day. They just come in.
Oh, yeah, they're like, you're so mean to all of our people.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Those things were slaves. like the bug monsters were like the slaves on the ship, and they like overthrew it, but they couldn't use it. That's why it was there, and they were all like dying and stuff.
Mm.
They were all, yeah, they were the slave. They were slaves on that ship, and that's
so their homeland doesn't care about them.
Yeah, like they cared about the people who were in the ship to begin with, but
did they show that though?
They did. Like they. It was heavily implied. I don't think they flat out said that.
It was
they were
more
slaves,
like I pick on the racial tensions that it was about
well,
with the
I mean,
white
was,
people what they did to
it,
him.
It was, but I mean, in the ship, they weren't the people actually controlling the ship. They understood the tech and everything, but they didn't really own those ships. At least that's what I got out of the movie.
Doesn't make them slaves though.
No, they were the servants on there. They were prisoners on those ships.
I don't know, Ted. I'll have to rewatch that.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to dust off my copy.
I often interpret things differently.
I was going to say, after your Johnny
else.
Rico got resurrected, I'm like, I'm a little skeptical about that. I picked it up on the aliens crash landed and they're doing their allegory for their racial tensions of South Africa.
Especially because was like, this is an allegory
exactly.
for
racial tension.
Well, no,
I figured they more came in peace and they started like working together. They're like, here, let's work together and... humans being know we're in charge just kind of like, oh thanks, we'll use this against you now.
The allegory continues then.
Yeah,
totally representative of what has happened.
Yeah, so
I don't know, it'll be shorts are good though, Bill, because I can watch them, because if they're bad, whatever, I'm out like 2 minutes of my life.
Yeah, and I don't know if these are gonna be like related, if they're gonna be like Twilight Zone where they're all separate, or Black Mirror, where they're all separate individual stories.
Well, the thing said he's kind of like exploring different ideas and stuff. Yeah. Like, so he might just be experimenting, and then maybe we'll like make one into a longer movie or something. People like to do that.
Yeah. Well, Outer Limits even did that. Actually, so is Black Mirror, kind of, where they take all these short stories that have nothing to do with each other, and then, you know, Pixar it together.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Keep it going.
Well, actually, what's some of the other stuff that... with that Bethesda is tying together. There's with E3 coming out that's starting this weekend. They're going to release a new game for that's basically Fallout in space. Is what it sounds like. Space travel is going to start. They're stepping into space travel.
Oh, okay.
But they have said that they're tying together all three of their games.
Are they going to make, like, a good No Man's Sky, basically?
Yeah,
they're gonna
maybe.
Try and do?
It could be, but this is where they're going to start introducing, all, you know, making sure all the races can start being introduced. I think. But with this, so if you're going to tie Elder Scrolls, Fallout, and the space one together, who's first? Timeline-wise.
What's on second?
Who would you put first in the timeline?
Morrowind.
Well, the Elder Scrolls. Then.
Yeah.
So the Elder Scrolls first, then
Fallout,
and then the space one.
Presumably, I know nothing about.
No, I think
one.
The Elder Scrolls would be last.
Is it the post-apocalyptic Elder Scrolls? So the post-apocalyptic, post-apocalyptic.
Well,
I know.
Well, the Dwemer were like these highly technologically advanced. They called them dwarves, but I think they were just.
Yeah, I guess
elves.
Radiation deformation and everything.
Yeah,
like
so
that.
So like Elder Scrolls is the last, totally. And then, yeah.
So, Ted is right.
Yeah.
And that's where the space one, they're going to start introducing the other races, like the elves or these other ones. But yeah, it's totally. So, Fallout is our alternative timeline, Earth's alternative timeline. Then we go to space, and then we find other races, and we kind of...
Bring them all back here and then kill everything.
Exactly.
And they're like, we're not going back there.
With magic.
It just keeps filling up with radiation. We got to stop going there.
They've introduced, somebody ended up creating the Nirnroot in Fallout. So, like, they actually were trying.
Nirnroot?
Nirnroot, yes, that one.
Nirnroot.
So, it'd be interesting.
So, the Elder Scrolls, it takes place on Earth?
No.
So that's part of the space travel where they're like, this place is too radioactive, we're going to develop a colony.
We left, we found other races, and then we found a planet.
Okay.
And made it the Elder Scrolls.
Exactly.
What?
And happen to have dragons.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah. I know, but it's...
Why do people have to do their universes?
It's because of Marvel. It's such a good idea, but it's ruined
Everyone
everything
screws
in the
it
world.
Up. Yeah. That's not interesting.
Oh, hey, that's more interesting than, you know...
It's like finding out the Lord of the Rings is like that, too. They're like, oh...
We need to connect it to Game of Thrones somehow.
Exactly.
For no reason at all.
Not at all.
No, there's a good reason. That would be awesome.
Frodo Baggins facing off with
the elves. No, last episode, elves come back and save him from the White Walkers.
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, Legolas is there shooting the heck out of him with his special arrows. Oh, yeah. Man.
Hey, at least these stories individually are good, unlike, you know, the new rebooting of the Dark Universal. Which apparently The Mummy is getting the worst reviews.
Yeah. It's supposed to be really terrible.
This is the second time they've tried this.
They need to just let it die already.
Dracula. That Dracula that came out was supposed to start up the universe.
That Dracula?
Oh, they did like their I, Frankenstein too.
That one wasn't tied to it. That was a different.
Okay.
But that Dracula was supposed to be the universal dark universe starting. And it failed. Then they did this. I was hoping we were right. We should have brought in
Brendan Fraser.
Exactly.
Get him a personal trainer because he's put on a little weight like me.
Put him to the Marvel and DC diet.
And then boom. Yeah.
So.
Mummy it correctly.
They need to give it up and we should focus on movies that don't suck.
Well, okay. Yeah. The Invisible Man might do well.
That sounds like it's.
Don't you know
is
who
it
the
part of the Invisible? Dark Universe?
Yeah.
But don't you know who the Invisible Man is?
I don't care. It's
yeah, you
be
won't
a bad
see him,
movie.
So it's all, it doesn't matter.
I read The Invisible Man.
Oh, wait, no, I know this one. It's Kevin Bacon.
No, it's not.
No, I'm pretty sure
it
is.
I read it in high school, too.
Who all right, Bill, you want to tell us who is it?
Hollow Man, right?
It's Bacon. Captain Jack Sparrow.
Man. Oh, you mean he's playing it? So yeah. They're not going to respect the source
Johnny
material,
Depp.
So it doesn't matter.
Do you think he'll have, like, a dead bird on his head?
Why would he have a dead bird on his head?
I don't know.
The story?
I watched that
from
Lone Ranger, and he had a dead bird on his head the whole time. It made no friggin' sense.
All right, so with the information currently at our disposal, I've written off the Dark Universe.
Yeah, me too. We have Russell Crowe as modern Dr. Jekyll, so that made me already not care.
I don't know.
Wait, did that movie already come out?
It came out this weekend.
Yeah.
Wait, The Mummy?
Yeah, it's out right now.
But Dr. Jekyll's in The Mummy?
Yes.
Yeah,
he's Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe is Dr. Jekyll.
He's the modern day...
Did you guys watch it?
No.
No, that's just in the previous.
Yeah, that's in the previous. He's the modern day monster hunter. He's the one that's uniting the universe.
Oh.
And that's the thing. I don't think they should have made... If they're going to do that, they shouldn't have made it modern day. They should have made it back.
With the current people they're employing to write the screenplays, I don't think it... matters the timeline.
Who knew Fox or Sony was behind this? I mean,
Universal's just like, we want to just lose all of our money. We like made tons off of Jurassic Park, and now we're just gonna piss it all away.
Yeah, you know what isn't a complete disaster of a movie? It comes at night.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk. Let's get our sponsor, and then we'll rate that. All right. So our sponsor is AMC Pioneers 11, located at 4355 Yellowstone Avenue in Chubbuck, Idaho, and AMC. Has their Stubbs program where you can pay, $15 a year and you get an additional 80 points to, per dollar spent towards your earning of 5,000 points. You get free popcorn and soda on your birthday if you have the premiere package, which I have a friend who's going like, I need to go to the movies on my birthday. But you don't even have to go to the movies. You could just go pick it up because you go to the movies and got the points anyways.
Yeah, it was cool. I got my movie that I watched for $5 because of my points. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. Ann and I have we've made more than $15 already from it. So yeah, we're good. They keep telling us you've got $7. Do you want to spend a while? Nah.
Yeah.
Let it ride, baby.
Ugh. All right.
I think they offer interest, don't they?
No.
I have no idea.
Nope.
No. Oh. Oh, I also found out. The slushy machines, the slushies cost 20 cents more.
Oh, than your regular drinks.
For it. I was wondering about that because it was right next to it, and I didn't know the answer for it, but so I asked. Seems like the good thing to do. 20 cents more than the other thing. That's what the guy said. I didn't see it on the menu, but you got to pay more for it. Also, I saw a thing. So I was watching Unbreakable Kimmy, which, if you guys, there's a new season.
Third season.
It's so funny. But the one of the characters, Titus, goes to a movie theater that's, I think it was an AMC. It was set up just like that.
Yeah.
And what he did is he got the big bucket of popcorn and he used a straw to get the butter down into the other parts of the popcorn.
Oh, you don't just like kind of shake it around?
Because that doesn't work. It just stays on the top. It's so irritating. And they, like, they, it used to be like they'd butter it a little bit. They'd popcorn it, buttered it, popcorn it, buttered it, popcorn it. And you got like pop butter all the way through.
Yeah.
And now it's just like salt and butter right on the top. And then the bottom's like really bland. But get a straw. I'm going to try it next time we go to the movies.
There you go. Because the straws are right there.
I was so excited when I saw him doing that. Of course, in the very next scene, he was like drinking from that same straw. So
yes.
That was kind of horrible. But you know, whatever. I'm not going to judge too harshly.
Yeah. Not bad. That's a great idea, actually. Because they have some really big, large buckets.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and they've got, I've got the, we have some aluminum straws, which heat up your drink faster. We've had a whole long discussion at work about this because it allows you to drink cold drink because it cools the drink down when it comes up, but it does bring the heat into the drink faster, so everything melts faster, but whatever.
Well, I usually
but it's
have
a bigger
it more
straw.
Right around the straw when it melts. Like, I've seen my ice cubes and stuff melt that, but the idea is it's like the Yetis where the cold is supposed to keep it.
Yeah. Anyways,
yeah.
It's a bigger straw, so I think I'm going to take one of those with me next time. So that I can get butter throughout my popcorn and not just on top, because I like butter throughout the popcorn.
There you go. All right. All right. So you wanted to review. It comes
at night.
At night.
Yeah, we preface this with I was really excited for this movie a few months ago, and then the director's only done one other movie that's called Krisha, and you can watch it on Amazon, and it's terrible.
No.
Like it's a, and so it like subdued my expectations again too, but the movie's really solid. But the
wait, I gotta interrupt you. Have you seen Peter Jackson's old movies?
Yeah.
Like who even thought that the Lord of the Rings would come out of him?
Well, his like, movies aren't like, terrible. Krisha actually.
Yeah,
is
Krisha's
terrible.
Really terrible. It's a bad movie. This one's really solid. And the thing about it though is that yeah, it has good reviews. It doesn't have good viewer reviews, but when I was reading those, because it's the trailer's fault. Because if you watch the trailer, it makes you think like it's the weird, they're holding back like a weird monster. And that's the only thing I'll spoil. There's no monster. There's no big ghost. There's no anything in there that's going to come get you.
But wait,
so
who
people
are you
who,
talking about? Krisha?
Krisha no, is the movie this guy made, the Trey Edward
so
Schultz.
So we watched Krisha first because we were preparing for it. It comes out
yeah,
night.
To be familiar with his work.
And Krisha was terrible. This movie was pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a solid B+. But that's the one thing I would say is because I think all the hate that I read on there too, that's what they say. It's sort of like, I was waiting for the it. What's the it? There's no it. And so, because it's more, it's like the idea is just that these people have, there's this virus that has, maybe, like, wiped it, because it's really
it's
contained movie.
It's The Last
movie.
Of Us, basically.
Yeah, it's basically killed, like, most of the human race, and so this family lives in this isolated cabin in the woods, and they come across another family that they let in there, and then they have all this paranoia, because the people in the house has a system to keep it secured, and what they believe is keeping them immune from the virus, and then they have all this tension and paranoia that ratchets up, so it's more about that. So that's what it is. It's a really psychological movie. It is eerie because it's filmed really well because most of the movie is in a boarded up house with just gas lanterns and stuff. And so it's filmed really good and it's really engaging. But that's the thing is that if you wanted to end with like the, oh, grab the shotguns, there's zombies all around the house. No, it doesn't happen that way.
Yeah, there were a lot of pluses to this film. I do think that contributory to my enjoyment of the movie was the lack of boogeyman or anything like that is a personal horror movie that is an intimate setting and that there wasn't the $100 million monster because I hate those things generally. And so it was just people interacting and watching the slow burn unfold because the initial interaction between the two separate families, it begins with the suspicion and everything like that, but then you see a very interesting evolution in their dynamics and the film does this really well and it the way it's filmed and the way the music is employed and everything like that, it adds to the mood and it makes it very engaging.
Yeah, I thought it was super entertaining the whole way out. And then, Anna, what we're telling you though, it is uncompromisingly bleak. Like, it's so sad. And I loved it though for that, because that doesn't bother me. And I think that might be another reason why people don't like this movie, is because, like I said, I don't get it, because like comedies, people, they like to laugh and they leave you with your laughter, but I don't know why everybody needs like the little, oh, where you explore like darkness and sadness and depression and stuff, but then everyone's like, I gotta be the little counselor for you because you don't have any coping skills, so we have to do our like green flower coming up or some shining of hope. But I appreciate movies that are like, this is the tone of the movie, and it ends on that tone. It starts and ends like that.
Wow.
And there you go.
The guy that we're with, other Alex, not the Alex on this podcast, but another Alex, he said that it is reminiscent of a movie called House of the Devil, which is another great movie.
Yeah.
Better than this movie, in fact. But, and I agree with that comparison.
Is it kind of like Amityville Horror?
House of the Devil is way different from Amityville.
Yeah, but it's a big slow burn too. And that's kind of the difference too, because House of the Devil has like a big payoff at the end. And this one does have a payoff, but it's not the payoff that you expect. Because that's what you think, is if you think you're watching like a horror movie, you're not watching a horror movie.
No. So it does end abruptly, but I think the climax was efficiently rendered. And so it didn't bother me that it ended abruptly, because it makes it pretty obvious what kind of conclusions you can draw as far as what happens next. And so I think it is really well done. I appreciate that it attempted some originality with the strings of nonstop blockbusters that come out and get pretty tiresome. Like, they can be enjoyable, but they blend together into this amorphous whole, and
but people want to be removed from reality. No,
this one removes you too.
It does.
Yeah, it was really engaging. I love this movie, but it was
You don't need to just read your James Bond books. Sometimes you want to have some Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying, is that you still escape from that, because it was fun to like be in the little world. And like I said, I'm a big boy, so after it's moving, I'm like, oh yeah, because that's that world. So it's okay that world's sad and bleak, because it's that world. It doesn't exist.
I can't.
But
call
for the movie, it's like,
world.
Yeah, yeah. For the movie, I'm like, there you go.
I can't attribute any special maturity to myself, but I love bleak stuff.
Yeah. I do like it when they end, like, it was hard all the way through. You think they're going to come out of it, and then they just don't.
Yeah.
And, like, I like that, because you get a lot of those moments in life where, like, stuff is kind of hard and you're like working through it and you think you get to an end and all of a sudden like someone just comes around and drops a turd on you.
Yeah.
You know, so actually I had a Russian girlfriend like 10, 15 years ago, and she always complained about American movies because they always ended happy, and she was like, this is terrible. These movies, like, you think it's going to have like a good story, and then it's like, oh, everything's resolved at the end. And she's like, life is dirty. And then she punched me.
Where did she punch you?
We don't talk about that.
Yeah. So wait, aren't you also the one who hasn't gotten through Black Mirror yet?
That's boring.
Ah. Why?
It's boring, and there's so much lost potential, and like they just... I mean, you like
the Christmas episode, though, right?
Yeah, it was good. I was really predictable, but it was good.
No.
I mean, I figured it out like halfway through, and I was like, wow, that was...
Yeah, just before the
that
reveal.
That was fun. I mean, like, the only thing that I didn't really... catch was the whole block thing for the guy who was in there interrogating him.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But, like, that wasn't a big thing either, you know? Whatever.
Well, you like Game of Thrones, too.
Yeah.
And that's pretty...
Yeah, it's pretty...
Actually,
bleak.
I was trying to avoid Game of Thrones just because it was so violent. And it is.
Yeah.
And it's just like there's just a certain... I have a threshold, and it definitely exceeds that threshold on a regular basis. And I know, like, sometimes we'd be watching an episode and I'd just be crying at the end. I'd just be bawling, like, halfway through.
Yeah.
I'd just sit there and sob.
Some of their just giant episodes where they have piles of bodies.
And I can barely catch my breath, and I'm like, load the next one.
That series will be disappointing if it doesn't end really sad, because the whole point of the show is people unmercifully ripping each other apart, and so there's no way it's like...
and whoever's left standing made the place really great. I'm like, no, they're going to be an a-hole.
Well, even
and
if
the
they
world
have,
will continue to suck.
Even if they have the tone of season six, which I think was the least bleak of all the seasons, because that's the season where the, I guess you could call them good guys, are getting some victories, like they're not being killed off.
But there's also like, the other idea of, like, even if, the Mother of Dragons, I forget her name.
Yeah.
Daenerys.
If she ends up winning, it still could be bleak, because even though she was like, I want freedom for everybody.
It is
bleak.
She sucks as a ruler. Well, they already
really
established that.
And that's what it is. She wants this fairness and she wants this equality and all this happiness.
Yeah, and she's really bad at employing that.
I know.
Well, but because people are doing stuff behind her back, places she left.
Well,
because,
that's politics.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. Places she left have already started reverting back to what they
were. No, but like Tywin, like the cruelty, that's why if the show doesn't end like that, it'll be disappointing. Because Tywin's like, yeah, I rule cruelly and I ruled effectively. And the world is like, that's what they establish. It's like the world is better off under Tywin Lannister than Dany.
The world
sucks.
As it is.
Yeah, as it is.
Well, okay, so I already know how it's going to end. Huge spoilers here because I definitely have seen all of them. But no, so they're going to be fighting, right? And there hasn't been a winter in like the longest time ever, basically.
Yeah, it's 10 years.
So basically what's going to happen is they're going to be fighting. The White Walkers are going to come in. They're going to conquer the White Walkers and be like, oh, everything's good. And then everybody's going to freeze to death. Even the people up where it's warm is going to get this winter, and just the entire world is going to be dead. And like the last episode is just going to pan through all the worlds in that little mechanical thing, and there's just going to be dead people everywhere.
That's what George R. R. Martin said. The sixth book would be the pretty much everyone dying, and the seventh book would just be the winds blowing over their graves.
Yeah.
But actually, I know exactly what will happen this season. I don't know about the very last season, but yeah, they release spoilers for pretty much.
Yeah, I'm not paying attention to those. It's like watching. It's
I
like
can't help myself.
No, I already got spoiled enough because I didn't get this week's Batman, or I didn't set aside. Do you guys hear about this?
Nope.
What? No.
So we're gonna go into spoilers.
Okay.
Because and then we're gonna talk about Wonder Woman. Spoil that. So,
yeah,
what is the one thing that Bruce Wayne? You'd never expect him to do. He would never, ever...
Be poor.
He wouldn't kill children.
Yeah, rape
purposely.
Children.
No.
Or kill someone's
it's worse than... He would never do something that's even worse.
He would never commit mass genocide against Jewish people.
He would never have an illicit affair...
Wow, you guys really suck at this. That's all I got.
He'd never have an illicit affair with Commissioner Gordon.
Well, he'd have to be married to have the affair, so...
He would never
get
married
to Catwoman and then have an illicit affair with...
He proposed to Catwoman.
Wait, did I just...
He proposed to Catwoman.
Damn, I'm good.
You made it sound like it was something really
Bruce Wayne never
bad.
Gets married.
Okay.
Actually, the first like one the I heard. Christopher Nolan ending.
No, he's proposed. That's as far as it's gotten.
Okay,
and,
so who cares? You're making it like a big...
Oh, no, because what happens is the alternate timeline came out, and the Watchmen stuff is starting to come in. He got... Because of all the timelines ended up merging, he actually got to talk to his father. Because in Earth 2, Bruce died, and Thomas, the father, became Batman. So he kind of had this, he kind of got this, I need to, like, figure out my life and try to, because my mother went crazy, and she became the Joker in that universe.
What?
Yes. In Earth 2,
Martha
is the Joker.
When I saw an alternate timeline where Bruce Wayne was actually the Joker, Bruce Wayne came back and killed...
Bruce Wayne.
His parents.
Oh.
And was the Joker.
That's
because
it
had to happen so that he could become the Batman so that like other stuff would be good. So
why
he
do
actually
some people
killed his
write
parents.
This stuff?
Wow.
Why do they think this
yeah,
is
I actually
a
haven't
good
seen
idea?
That one.
I don't, I just see things online and I read it, but I don't like follow the comic books.
That'd be an interesting
I think comic
idea.
Books are a ripoff.
Yeah, I enjoy them a lot.
It's sad because I like the epic stories that they would provide, but like, I'm just not willing to shell out the amount of money that I'd have to, like, how much is a comic book?
Depends. Like, anywhere from 99 cents up to, like, $5. Marvel charges, like, $4 or $5 per comic. They used to give that issue in Comixology. Then they turned around and started giving you, like, two episodes of a different comic book, which pissed everyone off.
And
now they're giving you a different comic book and that comic book, so it's kind of a little worth it.
On free comic book day, I get the comic books there because then I feel like I've really spent my money well. Because I had to pay gas to go get it. But seriously, I'm done in like 10 minutes.
That's why you can do, you know, like Joe you guys get the novellas. Or not the novellas.
The yeah, I get them. Yeah.
I'm the one who gets them individually because I like the short
I do some of them individually, too. I like self-contained series, though, too. Because I can't read. I still read Batman comics, but it has to be just like an open and closed story. So yeah. I just look at like the good stories.
And that's what they're working
for. Because I don't care about like the overall world because
yeah,
it gets
I can't
too silly.
Even do even that because, yeah, I even... Ed Brubaker, like I don't think that he can make me enjoy Batman anymore. I'm just out of the franchise superheroes. I need my closed, like Vertigo or Image or something
yeah.
like that.
But DC gave no heads up to any of the comic book stores that they should probably order a few extra hundred, and it's pretty impossible to find now.
Oh, for the Selina Kyle thing?
Uh-huh. They didn't know, okay, people kind of knew that the Watchmen story was kind of going, but... It was like, oh yeah, we could pick them up, but nobody, you know, it became a big thing. What I think is going to happen is he's probably going to prep to get married, to marry her. She's going to say yes. They're going to start, get ready to get married, and they're going to kill her.
Okay.
And then reboot it. Yeah, I know.
I believe that. They could do yeah. anything.
Batman style.
They could do yeah. literally anything. And then it's
comic books are all that, though. They always,
know.
Come on.
That's why I don't read
when Marvel's
ones.
Screwing it up so bad that Captain America is Nazi Hydra, and that's who he originally was.
No, they're all proof that these characters, you can't, like, try and keep this ongoing story for, like, decades, because no one can keep doing
yeah.
that. Especially if you're, like, committed to your once a month, like, this character's got to do something.
What's the other one? Oh, so Punisher. Are you guys a fan of Punisher?
I wanted to know what Anna felt about her future husband getting married to Catwoman.
Proposing. What do you mean? I like Batman, but. I don't know.
You like the Joker more, don't you?
Better than Batman, you mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I like Batman.
See? She's going to dump me for Batman one day.
I don't blame her.
I am kind of a jerk.
No, I was going to say, I'd go marry Batman, too. All right. We'll finish up with Wonder Woman spoilers. So, what do you guys think?
My favorite part was when she turned into Neo, fought Magneto, and then won as Goku.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Especially when her hair
turned.
That
was my favorite part.
True. I hope every superhero movie ends like that because Guardians did that and Wonder Woman did that. Where they're just like, we all love the Matrix.
Yeah.
Like, we just fly around and punch each other in
no,
the air.
No, but seriously, like all the stuff was coming at her and then she realized she was the one and they stopped just exactly like that scene in the
yeah.
Matrix.
That's right.
And he's like, no, I don't need your shark.
Well,
she didn't even need to block him is the thing. She, like, they wouldn't hurt her.
That villain wasn't even a villain.
Well, okay, that was the thing I was just like. Is that they made it where she did bleed. I was, you know, under the, okay, her origin, that's the other thing, I've been hearing people complain about the origin. Her origin is technically World War II. But under the reboot, I believe they put it back into World War I, but there's
yeah.
a lot of story from World War I. Them going with her made of clay, that's the original story. Her being the daughter of Zeus is since this 52 reboot, which I kind of like, which makes her a god.
Yeah.
Which means, like, you know, the God of War said, only thing that can kill a god
is another god.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Isn't she like a demigod, though? I mean, she's not full-blooded god, right?
You see, her mom's it's mom like... is Zeus's daughter. Her dad is Zeus. Therefore, she is...
Well, where did her mom's mom... Who did she get it on with?
Who's her... Zeus, probably. I guess that actually...
That's a lot of incest there.
Zeus did a lot of that, though.
I know, it's all incest.
Well, I do like that Ares, as Joe said, wasn't the villain because he was like, people are just doing this. I have nothing. I make casual suggestions.
I
and
think he was still the villain, I mean, in a way.
He wasn't really the villain because
yeah,
a bigger war
anything.
Followed
yeah.
World War I.
I know, when he was dead.
But, I mean, the thing is that he was showing, like, teaching people how to, like, kill each other more efficiently so that he could revel in the horror of it.
But people are able to do this without suggestions because then you have like decades later, people are just increasing their technological capabilities to kill people. And so that's yeah, basically unrelated to strategic.
All he was is like, if he walked up on a slash him, he's like, Jason, if you slash him a little to the left, their heads will explode and you might have more fun. And he's like, oh, thank you. But he's already slashing people's heads off.
Yeah, nothing would stop. Like, Ares is not responsible for nukes.
So
yeah.
I got to admit, I totally thought she was delusional that there was no Ares. And so when he, like, revealed himself, which, why the hell would he reveal himself at that point?
Because
that was
he's
just
a
stupid
villain.
Yeah, that was just stupid.
No,
like,
no, remember, he was wanting to persuade her to his side.
Yeah, no,
that's a terrible.
That's bullcrap. No,
yeah, that's the Star Lord thing where he's like, "Hey, yeah. join me."
Like, gave your mom cancer.
Yeah, he's still at a distance, but not you know, not aging him. I guess like him existing throughout time.
Because him being like, "You were aged as a weapon to destroy me, but somehow you'll join me." It is on the level with like. I killed your mom. Be my friend.
Yeah. Actually, no, he didn't kill her mom. He killed her dad.
No, I mean the Star-Lord. Yeah. Like, that's the two villains that are really, really stupid.
And that's the problem with overpowered. You were saying that DC pulled the Marvel thing and had the, basically two opposites of the coin. That's the problem with epic, powerful beings.
I know. You have to make them stupid.
That's why, like, Xavier and Magneto and Joker and Batman are such great counters. Is they're not the same, but they both can be great on their own. I mean, even Xavier and Magneto, they're both epic mutants, but yet they're not the opposite side of the same coin. They are just, in fact, they both look at themselves as the good guy. That's Lex and Superman. Lex is not a superhero at all. He's literally a Tony Stark.
He's Batman.
Batman type of thing. I'd almost go more Tony Stark. You know, he sees himself as the hero of the human race.
Well, and it was like, that was by far the worst part of the movie, though, because it was necessary because it, like, gave her power-ups, but it, like, took away from, because he mostly was like, oh, you're not going to join me? Then I'll, like, playfully, like, poke you. Yeah. Like, he's basically like, I'm your trainer. I'm going to make you a god. And be like, uh-oh.
Didn't
I definitely couldn't
coming.
Just push the rocks a little more and kill you. I'll let you, like, watch your boyfriend die so you can get pissed and rise up.
No, it is. It is. He was egging her on to become powerful enough to annihilate
him.
Release her powers.
And he's just like, oh, no.
He won. Like he definitely won then. Her spirit was broke. She was done.
It wasn't broken, though.
She was empowered.
No.
Yeah,
like, she killed that guy that she thought was Ares, right? She kills him. She impales him. Everything like that. He won right then and there because she was like, I'm done. I'm not going to do any of this more. I'm not going to kill people. I don't really like
she
it.
No, she was always
killed Ares.
She was killing people through the whole movie, though.
No, but that's what I'm saying. She kills who she thought
stop.
Was Ares. The,
yeah.
The, and then and she's like, why isn't anybody doing anything? Her spirit was broke right then and there, and all Ares had to do was just stay in the background.
So she
and
became...
let her think that everybody is killing each other and that he doesn't exist and it's just people
well,
being jerks.
Wonder
and she
Woman
would, like, hang her head low and go back to the island, and he would never hear from her again. Fine, he could do whatever he wanted. But no, he had to go to her. And so yeah, he.
But
won.
She would have eventually gotten
win.
Back out and started dealing with society because
I doubt it.
Well, no, World War II would have happened, and they probably would have found the island again.
Maybe. She would have gone back and they would have said, like, no, Ares is real. Like, you're the weapon.
And I didn't,
you should go find.
I didn't doubt the existence of Ares. I just doubted him still existing, I guess.
Well, no, I mean, that's where I was, too. It was okay. It was like she's just on this, like, fool's errand and she's never going to find Ares. And it's just she's just wasting her time and she's just really naive. And then it turns out that she wasn't naive. And I that kind of took away from
well,
it.
Well, what
me.
Ares accomplished was making Wonder Woman, like
yeah.
to her full power, no. and then also being able to participate and defeat Doomsday.
Maybe,
so,
yeah.
Maybe
that's Ares.
Maybe he didn't die. Maybe he like purposely like rose her up because he
wouldn't
wanted.
Wouldn't surprise me. Those are that kind of movie.
He wanted someone against whom he could battle and actually have a challenge because manipulating people just got boring. I mean, that's the only thing that would make sense at that point. You know, like. They reprogrammed the holodeck to make Moriarty a worthy opponent, and then all of a sudden he takes over the Enterprise. You know, like that
that's
level thing,
episode.
You know. So that's the only thing that would redeem that, but I doubt they're going to do that. They're probably just going to leave him dead. And
I don't think that they know what they're going to do at this point. They're not even thinking ahead.
They've got the second one already set and...
Yeah, well, that's different from actually having a screenwriter at work and discussing where the direction of the second movie is. I think they just desperately want their hit, and they're like, just
well,
do your best.
This was a good movie on its own.
No, I still really liked it.
Wonder Woman, it's like Guardians. She could have a sequel. Great. What is going to define the entire everything is the Justice League movie.
Yeah.
If it fails, just start making Wonder Woman movies.
Well, I'm not.
Drop the rest.
I'm excited about Wonder Woman 2 because the reason that I liked this movie is because it took place in World War One. That's the unappreciated period.
Mm-hmm.
And so did you like Sucker Punch?
You know, it's my guilty pleasure movie. I don't hate it, but I don't understand why.
Jordan,
I
did try and
it.
Watch that though. It doesn't hold up very well.
Oh really?
I tried to watch again and we didn't finish it. It was because the CG doesn't hold up. It's really bad.
Yeah, we watched it. I think we bought it. Don't we own it?
Yeah, I own it too.
We haven't really watched it one or two more times after with that though.
Yeah, I own it too. Yeah, the CG, it is like a launch title PS3 game basically quality wise, especially with compared to like the CGI fest we get. That's what I attribute it to, because I really like that movie. But then with the CG we get today, you go back and watch it, you're like, yeah, it's really bad.
No, it is incredible. CG, even when it seems pretty well done, and I would argue that Wonder Woman CG was not pretty well done because there are so many noticeable sequences.
Reminded me of Hobbit level with the massive armies when they started like, oh, we're going to fight. And I felt like Wonder Woman didn't need to do that. Like,
no.
There was the army fights were not that
it's because
large in number.
This pre-epic sort of fixation on CG. Like, they gratuitously throw CG in.
But it was only really that the Nazi, when the Nazis came, or not the Nazis, the Germans, I forgot, that's not wrong more. The Germans, when they went to the island, it was that fight scene right there that the CGI wasn't happy with. I didn't notice anything else. Like, with Ares, he wasn't bad. In fact, that's what I was pulling up was that somebody said, like, it kind of reminded him of Magneto, the way his armor came on.
Yeah.
They made him look like the comic.
Hmm.
But it is a bill. CG still is the worst thing that ever happened to movies. Like,
I don't know.
It's so terrible.
A tool. You think this is a really cool tool. And then over the course of a little bit, every problem seems. When the only tool you have is a hammer, every problem starts to look like a nail.
Yeah.
So, like, they're like, instead of building these big sets that were really expensive and stuff, we're going to rip off the CG artists, right? And so I see it as, like, you only really learn from your mistakes, right? You don't really learn from your successes so much. So, like, they're making all these mistakes with the CG, and every iteration, you know, every generation, they get better with them. Because that's what you were saying. Like, you can't even watch Sucker Punch anymore because the CG's so bad.
Yeah.
But it wasn't bad when it came out. Like,
yeah,
it was
good. It was good when it was.
Yeah, so they're just getting better and better at it. And, I mean, if they're able to... Now, I'm not good with faces and stuff, but... You know, the whole that I didn't even know the guy in Rogue One was dead. I didn't know that guy was dead, and he was totally CG.
Oh,
like,
Tarkin?
I had no idea.
Tarkin.
Yeah. So, no, I admit that I think they did better with Tarkin. And the biggest thing with Tarkin wasn't even his face was not bad, unlike I thought Leia's was much worse. But it was his occasional, like, minor muscle movements you would expect. And when they didn't, that's what kind of drew me out. But overall, yes, Tarkin was amazing, especially compared to Tron 2.
Yeah. So,
you know, Iron Man, whatever, 3, when he was the younger version of himself.
Well, the good thing, though,
that
it's
Captain America 3.
Yeah.
Was that Civil War?
Was that the one in Civil War? Yeah.
Civil War, yeah. We just watched that.
It's just good, though, because at least it's like, it's the tool of the blockbusters, though, because you don't, like, it comes at night and stuff, too. I don't know if they needed any CG in that at all, honestly. So you can make your movies. And I like Covenant, which was so weird because he made the alien in certain points. Like, that what ruined parts of that movie was the alien. They had parts where it was CG. And I was like, why? Like, you still build practical sets. You still do, like, the Mad Max thing where a CG kind of complements the outer threads. But, like... I was watching them making that, and they were like, the ship's real, a lot of the main sets, it's like real sets, and it makes a difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wish people would take a lesson from George Miller and follow Mad Max, and just use CG like that, which is very, very loosely.
Put like a mountain in the background. Yeah.
Well, the storm, and there was quite a bit that was still done, but it was not, there was a lot of...
And I wonder why people don't do that, and then it...
Money.
Then,
it's cheaper to CG than
not even
is.
Really
it's
though. Mad Max was still like its equivalent budget movie.
But the thing is that with the CG, they, from what I've read, and maybe they've changed things recently, but but they'll negotiate a price with those people, and then they're like, that's the price. And they're not going to go over if they go over. But when you've got half a set, you've got to finish that.
That's what killed the first Batman versus Superman movie back in the day. It was supposed to be, you know, the Tim Burton Batman and the, I forgot his name, the Superman from that time. And they were like double over budget just on the sets alone.
Yeah. And so like with the CG people, they were just hosing those people. They were making them, they were making them do overtime and everything. And
I know, but in the 90s, yeah, 90s and now, this is a dramatic difference in how movies are budgeted. Like, nowadays, people don't blink an eye when you have a movie that costs over $200 million for production alone. Like,
we're not talking about $200 million for production alone. We're talking about $200 million
for sets.
The set alone.
No,
you haven't even
never
paid
cost,
the actors.
Yeah, they've never been that much, though.
Like, in the 90s...
Okay, it wasn't that much, but it was still... They set money down and to pay the actors, to pay the writers, for the director,
yeah.
Everything else.
Yeah, I know.
And they were double over.
They'll still
for
be
set
a bad
budget
movie because it's pure
time.
Incompetency, though. So those movies should die.
Yeah. So
if you can't make your movie as you want,
look at Tim Burton sets for those Batman movies.
Yeah,
they
doesn't matter.
They were detailed. It was you know Gotham
and
it's
they were
dark.
Way cheaper than what CG costs now.
Mm-hmm.
It really did. Like, you look at...
I don't know.
With inflation, like, the highest movie, the highest costing movie of up to 95 was Terminator 2. And that was 1992, and that cost $100 million to make.
Yeah.
Which would be equivalent to about $175
million.
Terminator
2 was not very CG.
It had CG.
It had a little bit,
but
not much.
But it had... No, come on. Even the Terminator himself. They built a robot, and they moved him in. When they were like, the makeup's bad on this, they actually rubbed Vaseline on
and
the camera lens.
I know, I
that
love
movie,
that.
That movie, which was considered ridiculously expensive, it was the most expensive movie of that time. It's still cheaper with inflation than movies cost now as a standard Hollywood movie. And so,
I don't know.
Movies with sets and everything like that, even with elaborate sets and... Because
you can do like miniatures and stuff too. There's lots of shows or movies like that's how they pulled off a lot of the Star Wars back in the day.
Oh yeah,
is there little sets and with clever filming, you can have like you can make them really cool. Yeah.
Cleopatra, which was made with the one with Elizabeth Taylor that bankrupted the studio of the time, that cost with inflation less than $300 million.
Like, do you remember the big castle in Return of the King where they had the final battle? That's a mini set. You should look up articles of like. Places you'd be shocked that are miniature sets.
CG.
Oh, no, I know a lot of them. Actually, I'm more surprised that Hobbitus really exists.
Yeah, they're...
like, you can go visit that place.
Yeah, I know. They have the chart, and that's the better way to go.
Cause it really is.
I miss my 90s Jurassic Park raptors. That's what makes it almost seem pathetic, because I'm like, in 2015, you have raptors that are just glaringly fake and terrible compared to like a 1993 counterpart.
It is true.
Which
like,
is like
watching Jurassic Park again, that looks so much better than Jurassic World.
Yeah, Jurassic World CG is terrible. It's like
Jurassic Park is pretty amazing. It stands
up. But at least they have the entire shark. I like Jaws.
The Jaws shark is wonderful. I like the Jaws shark.
Even though they have half of them. For the first movie?
They only needed half of him. It did what it should do.
All right. We probably should wrap things up. You can also call us, and if you have questions for us or want to ask us questions on the show, you can call us at 1-801-896-4335. You can send us an email at geeksarewired@gmail.com. You can follow us on Facebook, which is Geeks Are Wired. You can follow us on Instagram, Geeks Wired, go figure. And we're on Twitter and all sorts of other places and Reddit. With that, we'll go with famous last words. Go.
Watch It Comes at Night and not The Mummy.
CG is also known as cool garbage, which is what it looks like often.
I think I'll check out It Comes at Night. It sounds like it's a pretty good movie.
I'm gonna go watch The Mummy.